Que queremos que las cosas sucedan a nuestra manera.
That we want things to happen the way we would like them to happen.
Nuestras circunstancias
and our circumstances
determinan
determine
muchas veces mi manera de vivir.
Many times the way I live.
Pero Dios tiene algo preparado para nosotros.
But God has things prepared for us.
Nos preocupamos tanto por nosotros mismos.
We worry so much about our own selves.
Que buscamos nuestras propias soluciones.
And we worry about finding our own solutions.
E intentamos llenar el vacío que hay dentro de nosotros.
And we attempt to fill the void that is in us.
Y olvidamos el plan y propósito que Dios tiene para nosotros.
And we forget about the plan and the purpose that God has for us.
Todos aquí sabemos cuál es la voluntad de Dios, ¿verdad?
We all know what is the will of God here, don't we?
Y si no la sabes, déjame decirte.
And if you don't know it, let me tell you about it.
Su voluntad es buena, agradable y perfecta.
His will is good, pleasing, buena, agradable
y perfecta.
And perfect.
Sabiendo esto, aún así hay momentos.
And even knowing this, there are times
donde queremos ayudarle a Dios.
When we want to give God a little help.
O hacerlo a nuestra manera.
Or kind of do it our own way.
Pero si vivimos o entendemos y hacemos la voluntad de Dios.
But if we live and understand that will of God,
veremos milagros en nuestras vidas.
We will see those miracles in our lives.
¿A cuántos les gustan los milagros?
How many of you like miracles?
Amen. A mí me gusta verlos.
I like to see them.
Y vivirlos.
And I like to live them.
¿Piensas igual?
Do you think the
Amen,
same?
¿Verdad? En esta historia que se encuentra en el libro de Juan,
in this story that is found in the book of John,
veremos lo que Dios habla a nuestras vidas.
We will see what God speaks to our life.
Y es Juan del
John
4,
4
del 7 al 30, al 30 vamos a alternar algunos versículos.
We're going to alternate some of the verses here. When the Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Okay, seguimos. "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did also the sons of his livestock?" "Sons and his livestock," Jesus answered, "everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I don't get thirsty and have to keep coming to draw water." He told her, "Go, call thy husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." The woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped in this mountain, but the Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and now is it, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and the worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Uno más. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said, ese es el que ya leí.
Sí, seguimos.
The same one.
El 30.
Okay, 30. Verse 30. Not 30? Okay, 28. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They came out to the town, out of the town, and made their way towards him.
Nuestra historia inicia con una mujer samaritana.
So the story begins with a Samaritan woman.
Esta mujer llegó al pozo de agua en un momento de calor.
And she came to this well of water in a time of heat.
Un momento donde nadie transitaba.
In a time when nobody is there.
Normalmente entre una y dos de la tarde.
And between one and two in the afternoon.
A mí no me gusta salir a la calle.
I don't like to go out on the street.
El calor está muy fuerte.
The heat is strong.
Te agota nomás de salir.
And just going out makes you tired.
Pero esta mujer.
But this woman,
escogía este horario,
she would pick this time
por alguna razón.
For a reason.
Sabemos que los samaritanos y los judíos no se hablaban.
Now we know the Jews and the Samaritans did not speak to each other.
Por las diferentes creencias que tenían.
Because of their different belief systems.
Pero podemos notar,
but we can note,
que también esta mujer,
that this woman also,
no tenía relación con su pueblo.
Did not have a relationship with the own town that she lived in.
Porque ella no iba a la misma hora que iban las otras mujeres.
Because she did not go to the well at the same time that the other women went.
En una hora donde está fresco.
In a time when the weather is cool.
En ese entonces.
So then.
El ir a recoger el agua.
Going to get her water.
Era un momento social para las mujeres.
Was a social moment for the women.
Era un momento donde podían platicar, saludarse.
It's a time when they said hello and they talked.
Todos cuando llega una hora de reunión.
So when there's a time of a meeting.
Llegamos y nos saludamos.
We say hello.
Nos ponemos al día.
And we account for what we've been doing.
Eso es lo que pasaba a la hora con las mujeres.
And that's what would happen with the women who went all at once.
Pero esta mujer no tenía esto.
But this woman did not have that.
Esta mujer probablemente,
this woman probably,
no quería que nadie la viera,
did not want anyone to see her,
ni tuviera contacto con ella,
or have any contact with her.
Y en muchos momentos,
and in many moments,
de nuestra vida,
of our life,
así estamos nosotros.
We are just like that.
Queremos solucionar nuestros problemas solos.
We want to solve our problems all alone.
A veces no queremos ayuda de nadie.
And sometimes we don't want any help from anyone.
Y aun conociendo cómo Dios solucionaría,
and although knowing how maybe God would have a solution,
queremos solucionarlos a nuestra manera.
We want to do it our way.
Y es ahí donde la vida se vuelve difícil.
And here is when life becomes difficult.
En Mateo 11:28 dice,
Matthew 11:28 says this, then leaving her water, oh, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Vengan a mí los que están cansados.
Come to me, all those who are tired.
En Mateo 11:30 dice,
11:30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Su yugo es fácil.
His yoke is light.
Y ligera su carga.
Light and easy.
Dios promete estar siempre con nosotros y darnos descanso.
God always promises to be with us and to give us rest.
Jesús demostró que la vida que él quiere darnos,
and Jesus demonstrated that the life that he would like us to have or give us,
es buena para el que lo recibe.
Is good for the person who receives the one who wants it.
Y en esta historia,
and so in this story,
Jesús inicia la conversación con esta mujer.
Jesus is the one who begins a conversation with this woman.
Le dice, dame de beber.
He tells her, give me some drink.
Él inicia la conversación.
He begins this conversation.
¿A cuántos Dios se ha acercado a iniciar una conversación con ustedes?
How many times God has come to us and tried to initiate a conversation?
Dios quiere acercarse a nosotros.
God wants to come close to us.
A iniciar una conversación.
And to start a conversation.
Jesús anhela tener una relación con nosotros.
And God is waiting to have this relationship with us.
Sin importar nuestra condición.
And not worrying about our condition.
Él anhela que lo conozcamos.
He is waiting for us to know him.
Y tengamos una relación con él.
And we would have a relationship with him.
Jesús va directo con esta mujer.
And Jesus is direct with this woman.
En el verso 10 dice,
in verse 10 it says,
si supieras lo que Dios puede dar,
if you knew what God would give you,
y conocieras al que te está pidiendo agua,
and if you would know the one who is asking you for water,
tú de seguro le pedirías.
You would surely ask him.
Él te da esa agua.
He will give you this water.
Y esta mujer empieza a platicar con él.
And this woman begins to speak to him.
Y empieza a poner peros.
And she begins to put like buts and buts.
Y le dice, Señor, pero tú ni siquiera tienes con qué sacar el agua.
And the first one is, well, you don't even have anything to draw water with.
Es que esta mujer aún no conocía con quién estaba hablando.
And this woman did not realize who she was speaking to.
Esta mujer no conocía de lo que Jesús le estaba hablando.
And she did not know about what Jesus was speaking about.
En nuestras vidas eso pasa.
And in our own lives that the same thing happens.
Olvidamos quién es Dios.
We forget who God is.
Y lo que él puede hacer con nosotros.
And what he can do for us.
Y seguimos queriendo hacer las cosas.
And we continue to try and do things
a nuestra manera.
Our own way.
Jesús contestaba sus preguntas.
And Jesus will answer her questions.
Que lo que hay en esta tierra es pasajero.
What is on this earth is passing.
Que jamás te va a quitar la sed
and
o te
it
va
will
llenar.
Never take away your thirst.
¿O qué más? O te va a llenar.
Or will fill you.
Los que trabajan por tener más,
those that work to have more,
siempre quieren más.
Always want more.
La gente busca experiencias nuevas.
And people want new experiences.
Para llenar el vacío que tienen.
To fill in the void that they fill.
La gente tiene afán.
And the people are all worried.
La gente quiere más dinero.
They want more money.
Pero déjame decirte.
But let me tell you.
Que el mundo.
That the world.
No va a saciar.
Will never satisfy.
Lo único que Dios puede llenarte.
What only God can fill.
Cuando tenemos esta relación con Dios,
now when we have this relationship with God,
y nos comunicamos con él,
and we do communicate with him,
y rendimos nuestra vida,
and we give our life to him,
es ahí donde podemos decir como esta mujer,
then we can say like this woman,
Señor,
Lord,
dame de esa agua.
Give me that water.
Haz tu obra en mí.
And do your work in me.
Haz tu voluntad en mí.
And do your will in me.
En mi familia.
In my family.
En mi economía.
In my economy.
En mis hijos.
In my children.
El momento que tenemos una continua relación con Dios,
and when we have that continuous relationship with God,
podemos ver cómo Dios obra en nuestras vidas.
Then we can see how God works in our lives.
Esta mujer empezó a tener una relación con Jesús.
Now, this woman began to have a relationship with Jesus.
Empezó a platicar con él.
She began to speak to him.
Sus dudas.
Her doubts.
Sus inquietudes.
And what she was worried about.
Esta mujer empezó a decirle a Jesús todo lo que había dentro.
And she began to tell her everything that was inside of her.
Pero era el momento donde también.
But it was a moment also.
Cuando tenemos una relación con Dios.
When we do have that relationship with God.
Nuestro pecado es confrontado.
Our sin is confronted.
También es necesario eso.
And that is also necessary.
No podemos decir amar y tener una relación con Dios.
We can't say I love God or have a relationship with him.
Y seguir viviendo igual.
And then continue to live the same way.
Afanados.
All worried.
Buscando nuestro propio interés.
Looking our own interest.
Queriendo hacer nuestra voluntad.
And wanting to do our own will.
Justificando nuestro pecado.
And justifying our own sin.
Y en muchos momentos.
And in many moments.
Minimizando nuestro pecado.
Minimizing also that sin.
Nuestro pecado es confrontado.
Now our sin will be confronted.
Y ahí es donde reconocemos.
And there is where we can recognize.
Que necesitamos un Salvador.
That we do need a Savior.
Y es ahí donde Jesús habla directo al corazón.
And here is where Jesus speaks directly to the heart.
y empieza a quitar todas esas divisiones.
And he begins to knock down all those divisions.
Esas ataduras.
Bindings.
Cosas que te alejan.
And things that will
de poder adorar a Dios.
Keep you away from really worshiping God.
Jesús habla directo a la mujer.
Now Jesus speaks directly to this woman.
Así nos habla Jesús a nosotros. And
this is how Jesus speaks to us.
Directo.
Direct.
Él no da rodeos.
He's not beating around the bush.
Él no busca que estés cómodo.
He's not looking for you to be comfortable to speak to you.
Que vengas cada domingo, recibas y te vayas.
So you come every Sunday and receive and then you leave.
Él quiere una relación diaria contigo.
He wants the daily relationship.
Amen. Muchas veces Dios confronta nuestra vida.
Now, a lot of times God will confront our lives.
Y estamos tan cómodos.
And we're so comfortable.
Que decimos, ay Dios.
And we say, oh my God.
Nos cuesta dejar muchas cosas.
It is difficult to leave what we're involved in.
Nos cuesta entregarle muchas cosas.
And it costs us to just hand over things to Him.
Pero Él nos enseña y nos ayuda.
But He will teach us and He will help us.
¿Cómo debemos hacerlo?
How to do it.
A veces esperamos tener una religión que se nos acomode.
Sometimes we wait to have a religion that will be comfortable.
Que se nos acomode a nuestros intereses.
That will be comfortable to our finances.
A nuestros tiempos.
And our times.
Y a lo que podemos dar.
And what we can give.
Pero Jesús nos dice.
But Jesus tells us.
Que debemos adorarlo.
But He says you should worship me.
En espíritu.
In spirit.
Y en verdad.
And in truth.
Al tener esa relación.
Now, when you have that relationship,
Jesús con nosotros,
Jesus with us,
Él espera que dejemos de poner pretextos.
He is expecting that we stop giving excuses.
A veces hay muchas cosas que se necesitan.
Sometimes there are many things you need.
Estar hablando del evangelio.
¿Qué necesitamos?
Hablar del evangelio.
We need to speak of the gospel.
Salir de nuestra comodidad.
Get out of our comfort zone.
De dejar de decir estoy muy cansada.
Stop saying, oh, I'm tired
hoy
today.
No puedo.
Oh, today I really can't do it.
Que nuestras vidas y acciones,
that our life and our actions,
sean una continua adoración
would
a Dios.
Be a continual adoration to God.
Esta mujer le decía a Jesús,
this woman told Jesus,
sé que viene el Mesías.
I know that Messiah is coming.
Ella sabía que vendría un Salvador.
And now she knew a Savior was coming.
Tú y yo sabemos que tenemos un Salvador.
Now we know that we have a Savior.
Y el momento impactante,
and here is the important part,
Jesús le dice, ese soy yo.
He says, well, that's me.
El que habla contigo.
The one that's speaking to you, that's Him.
Qué hermoso es.
How beautiful it is.
Cuando escuchamos la voz de Dios.
When we can hear God's voice.
Hablar a nuestras vidas.
Speaking to our lives.
Porque hay una relación continua.
Because there has been a continual relationship.
Con el creador del mundo.
With the creator of the world.
¿Te imaginas esa escena? La mujer preocupada.
Can you imagine the scene? The woman is worried.
Por sacar agua.
Just to get some water.
Y Jesús le dice, yo soy ese Salvador del mundo.
And Jesus says, hey, I'm the Savior.
Ese que habla contigo.
The one that's speaking to you, I am the Savior.
Cuando tú conoces y tienes una relación con Dios.
So now when you know God and you have a relationship with Him.
Nada es más importante.
Nothing is more important.
Nada tiene más valor.
Nothing has more value.
Cuando la mujer llegó a ese pozo.
Now when the woman gets to this well.
No sabía.
She did not know
lo que Dios tenía preparado para
what
ella.
God had prepared for her.
Estaría teniendo un encuentro.
She was not aware she would be having an encounter
con el Hijo de Dios,
with the Son of God,
que cambiaría su vida.
That would change her life.
Cuando nosotros tenemos ese encuentro con Dios,
and so when we have this encounter,
somos diferentes.
We will be different.
Porque cambia nuestra vida.
Because our life changes.
Dice en el verso 28,
verse 28,
que dejó su cántaro.
And she left there her jug.
Ella dejó lo que fue a buscar.
She left what she went to do.
Lo que en ese momento era importante para ella.
In that moment, what was more important,
ella lo dejó.
What she went to do, she just left it.
Porque ella tuvo un encuentro cara a cara con su Salvador.
Because she had an encounter face to face with the Savior.
Y ella sabía que su vida jamás sería igual.
And she knew, my life will not be the same anymore.
Dejó su necesidad física al conocer la fuente de vida.
And she left her physical need there when she found the fountain of life.
Ella había ido a buscar algo momentáneo.
She had gone to look for something that was momentary.
Y se encontró algo eterno.
And she found the eternal.
Cuando nosotros entregamos nuestra vida a Dios,
now when we give our life to Jesus,
empezamos
or to God,
a conocerlo,
we begin to know him,
y tenemos una relación con él,
and we have a relationship with him,
entendemos,
and then we understand,
que lo que Dios tiene para nosotros,
we understand that what God has for
es
us
bueno,
is good,
agradable,
it's pleasing,
y perfecto.
And it's perfect.
Si tú traes un cántaro que estás cargando una necesidad,
if you've been carrying around a jug with you,
una enfermedad,
an illness,
situación económica,
an economy situation,
déjame decirte que es el
día
donde
let me tell you,
tú tienes que dejarlo.
It's the day when you need to leave your jug there.
Porque Jesús está esta mañana aquí.
Because Jesus is here this morning.
Y él quiere hablarnos.
And he wants to speak to us.
Esta mujer ya no buscaba.
This woman was no longer
lo que fue a, ya looking. No te, ya no quería lo que fue a buscar.
She didn't want what she went to look for anyway.
Hey, nosotros debemos entender.
And we should understand
que nuestra manera de pensar,
that our way of thinking
es diferente,
is different.
Nuestra manera de vivir es diferente.
And our way of life, of living, is different.
Ya no busco mi voluntad,
I am not looking for my will,
sino la voluntad de Dios,
but the will of God.
Pero es necesario,
but it is necessary,
dejar,
to leave,
de creer,
to stop believing,
y hacer lo que nosotros queramos.
Start to believe and not do what we want to do.
Y esta mujer regresó al pueblo a hablar de Jesús.
So then she went back to the town to speak about Jesus.
Ella no tenía tal vez una relación con su comunidad.
Well, she probably didn't have a good relationship with her community.
Con su familia.
With her family.
Pero ese encuentro tan poderoso con Jesús.
But that encounter with Jesus was so powerful.
Que cambió su vida.
That it changed her life.
Ella sentía y quería,
she felt and she wanted to,
que todos lo conocieran,
that everybody would meet Jesus.
Y eso es lo que nosotros queremos en nuestra vida.
Isn't that what we want in our life?
Que todos conozcan a este Salvador.
That everybody should know the Savior.
El Salvador que cambió nuestra vida.
The Savior that changed our life.
El Salvador que restauró nuestra vida.
The Savior that restored our life.
El Salvador que nos da una nueva oportunidad todos los días.
The Savior that gives us a brand new opportunity every day.
Y ella quería que lo vieran y lo conocieran por ellos
mismos.
And
she wanted that everybody should see him, know him on their own.
Y la gente vio algo en esa mujer que no habían visto antes.
Now, the townspeople saw something different in that woman that they had not seen before.
Cuando nosotros tenemos esa relación con Dios,
when we have that relationship with God,
nuestra familia,
our family,
nuestra comunidad,
our community,
y nuestro trabajo,
and our work,
empiezan a ver algo diferente.
They will
mismos
see the something different in us.
Algo que el mundo no ofrece.
Something that the world does not offer.
Y ese es Jesús.
And that is Jesus.
Nuestras palabras son diferentes.
Our words will be different.
Nuestras acciones.
Our actions.
Y nuestra manera de vivir.
And our way of living.
Sea cual sea tu necesidad,
whatever your need be,
Dios quiere un encuentro contigo.
God wants an encounter with
us. Que dejes lo que estamos cargando.
Let's leave the jugs that we're carrying.
Y tengas esa libertad.
And you would have that freedom.
De dejar tu cántaro.
Of just leaving that jug.
E ir a hablar de sus
and go and speak about his wonders.
Cosas que él hace.
The things that he does.
En el verso 42.
In verse 42.
Lo ponemos, lo vamos a leer del.
They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. Amen.
Esto, los samaritanos le dijeron, ya no creemos solamente por lo que tú
so
dijiste.
This is what the Samaritans said, not only because you said it,
ahora lo hemos oído.
Now we have heard him ourselves.
Y nosotros mismos.
And we ourselves
sabemos que verdaderamente
know that truly
Este es el Salvador del
this
mundo.
Is the Savior of the world.
La gente necesita oír de Jesús.
Now people need to hear about Jesus.
La gente necesita un Salvador.
People need a Savior.
Y nuestras acciones
and our actions
deben ser reflejadas
well, should reflect
afuera con la gente que lo necesita.
With those people who really need it.
Tenemos que entender el sacrificio que Jesús hizo por nosotros.
We must understand the sacrifice that Jesus did for us.
Entender que tenemos que tener una relación con Dios.
And we must understand that we must have that relationship with God.
Para que Él nos guíe y nos enseñe.
So He can teach us and guide us.
Nos confronte en pecado.
That He would confront our sin.
Y así vivir una vida agradable a Él.
And then live a pleasing life to God.
La gente necesita de Jesús.
And people need Jesus.
Esa transformación que nosotros vivimos.
That transformation that we
la
live.
La gente la necesita.
People need it too.
Esta mujer vivió una experiencia única.
And this woman lived an experience that was unique to her.
Las palabras de Jesús fueron tan directas a su vida.
And the words of Jesus were direct to her.
Que con esos momentos,
with those few moments,
su vida fue transformada.
Her life was transformed.
Nuestra vida fue transformada.
Our life was transformed.
Cuando conocimos a Jesús.
When we met Jesus.
Pero es necesario también.
But it is necessary.
Tener todos los días.
Every day have.
Una comunicación con Dios.
This communication with God.
Que nuestra vida.
That our life.
Refleje a Jesús en nosotros.
Would reflect Jesus in us.
Y que la gente que está afuera.
And that those people that are out there.
Pueda ver en nosotros
can
a Jesús.
See in us Jesus.
Que hay esperanza.
That there is some hope.
Que hay un Salvador.
That there is a Savior.
Que Él anhela.
And He is waiting.
Que todos sean salvos.
That everybody should be saved.
A mí me impactó muchísimo.
I was impacted.
Esta historia.
This story impacted me a lot.
Cuando la mujer dice que dejó su cántaro.
When the woman said, when it says that the woman left her jug.
Eso quiere decir dejó todo lo que ella venía a buscar.
That means she left everything that she really originally came to look for.
Todo lo que en el momento del calor.
Everything that in the time of heat.
La hizo salir.
Made her go out.
Esa necesidad por agua.
That need of water.
Y dejó eso.
And she left it.
Que era importante.
That important thing that she went there for.
Y tuvo un encuentro con Jesús.
And she had a meeting with Jesus.
Es necesario dejar.
It is necessary to leave.
Cosas que nos alejan de Dios.
That keep us away from God.
Para poder conocerlo.
So that we will know Him.
Y tener una relación con Él.
And have a relationship with Him.
¿Estamos de acuerdo?
Are we in agreement?
Sabemos que es importante.
We know that it is important.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Estar en continua oración.
To be in continual prayer.
En continua lectura de la palabra.
In continual reading of the word.
Y tener así una relación directa con
and
Jesús.
Have a relationship with God that is a direct
aún
relationship.
Hay mucha necesidad afuera.
There's a lot of need out there.
Mucha gente necesita escuchar.
A lot of people need to hear.
Del Jesús que nosotros
of
creemos.
The Jesus that we believe in.
Mucha gente aún necesita
and
escuchar.
Need to hear
de ese Salvador
that, of that Savior
que vino y salvó nuestras vidas.
That came to save us.
Aún es tiempo.
It is time.
Y no es la edad.
And it that has nothing to do with age.
No es mis emociones.
Or to do with my emotions.
Sino lo que Dios quiere hacer en nosotros.
But what God wants to do in us.
Y Él hoy quiere que salgamos.
And He wants us today to go out.
Dejemos aquí nuestro cántaro.
Leave your water jugs here.
Y mostremos al Salvador del
and
mundo.
And go and show the Savior to the world.
Amén.
Amén.
Nos ponemos de pie.
Can you please stand?
Y agradecemos a Dios por esta palabra.
We want to thank God for this word.
Si tú tienes una necesidad.
If you have a need.
Si tú te sientes enfermo esta mañana.
If you feel sick this morning.
Si hay falta de trabajo.
If you lack work.
Economía.
Or money, economy.
Tus hijos, tu familia.
Or your children or your family.
Levanta tus manos y dile, Señor, aquí estoy.
Just lift your hands and say, here I am,
Entrego
Lord.
Entrego mi vida a ti.
Here my life is yours.
Quiero todos los días.
I want every day.
Ese encuentro contigo.
That encounter with you.
No solamente una vez cada ocho días.
Not once every 8 days.
Cada
every week, every Wednesday.
Sino diario, Señor Jesús.
But every day.
Quiero escuchar tu voz hablándome a mí.
I want to hear your voice speaking to me.
Quiero escuchar tu voz.
I want to hear your voice.
Hablándome a mí una vez más.
Speaking to me once again.
Quiero vivir bajo tu voluntad.
And I want to live under your will.
Quiero vivir bajo tu propósito.
I want to live under your purposes.
Quiero esa relación contigo todos los días.
I want that relationship with you every day.
Y que la gente que me conoce,
and that people that know me,
pueda ver en mí,
can see in me,
a ti reflejado.
You reflected in my life.
Te amamos, Jesús.
We love you, Jesus.
Pedimos por sanidad esta mañana.
And we're asking for healing this morning.
Que obres en sanidad en los cuerpos.
Work in the bodies here.
Que se encuentran enfermos.
That are sick here.
Obra, Padre Santo, en milagros.
And work in miracles.
Esta mañana.
This morning.
Bendice a cada familia.
Bless every family.
Que se encuentra aquí esta
that
mañana.
Is found here this morning.
Y los que nos ven también.
And those that are seeing us.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you for your word.
Gracias por tus promesas.
Thank you for your promises.
Gracias por el propósito que tienes para mí.
And thank you for the purpose that you have
te
for me.
Amamos y te alabamos.
We love you and we worship you, Lord.
Bendecimos tu nombre,
and
Señor
we bless
Jesús.
Your holy name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Nos vemos
we will see you Wednesday
al estudio bíblico.
For the Bible study. Super palabra.